come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Welcome back. It's been 4 years in the making. Once again, Iowa is getting Americans' attention. All over America, people are putting their eyes on Iowa, and the candidates are parading all over Iowa, and the caucus state is getting fired up for next week's first primary election. It's a caucus, actually, but that's why you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. We're glad to have you listen. Yes, we are going to talk about Iowa. We're going to talk about the Democratic race for the nomination of the Democratic Party. We're going to talk about the Republican nomination. We're going to spend a little bit more time on the Republican nomination. We got some clips from Ted Cruz. We got a clip from Donald Trump, the two leading contenders. We're going to talk about some of the other candidates. And guess what? Toward the end of the show, there's a scenario that some inside information you hadn't heard on any mainstream media outlet. Doc Holliday is going to tell you something that could be cooking up about the election nobody's talking about, and it's very possible, so don't miss the end of the show when I'm going to tell you something you won't hear anywhere else, but you hear it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Very, very important. Now, what went home last week? Well, one of the things is Ted Cruz's good friend, a friend of the Tea Party, who else but Sarah Palin came out and endorsed Donald Trump. Can you believe that? Listen to what she had to say.
Whose track record of success has proven he is the master at the art of the deal. He is one who would know to negotiate. Only one candidate's record of success proves he is the master of the art of the deal. He is beholden to no one but we, the people. How refreshing. He is perfectly positioned to let you make America great again. Are you ready for that, Iowa? No more pussyfooting around. Our troops deserve the best. You deserve the best. He is from the private sector, not a politician. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah! Well, Sarah Palin got a hallelujah from the crowd. How about you? Is it a hallelujah that Sarah Palin is now backing Donald Trump? I didn't see it coming, folks. Can I believe it? Yes, I can. I think Sarah Palin has a score to settle with the media, with the establishment, and she is on stage. If you look at the clip with her and Donald, Donald had a big grin, loved listening to Sarah Palin, and she talked about 20 minutes, close to 20 minutes, and just singing the praises of Donald Trump. And you know, she had endorsed Ted Cruz in his run for Senate in Texas. And by all means, had been good friends of Ted Cruz in many ways. And you would think she might have come out for Ted Cruz, but no. She got her evangelical zeal fired up for Donald Trump. So isn't that interesting? So we had to start off with that sound clip. Before we get into the Republican nomination and talking about that any further, let me go to the Democrats. They had a debate. They had a debate when there was a National Football League game on a Sunday night. Now, a lot of evangelicals still go to church on Sunday night. Sunday, so, you know, the day of the Lord, a day that you don't do politics, but not the Democrats. They don't seem to think Sunday's any different and don't pay it any respect and don't respect those who pay it respect, evidently, because they put a debate on a Sunday night against the National Football League game. And obviously, we've talked about it before, they don't want anybody to listen to their candidates. They don't want Hillary Clinton to have any competition. I just have to tell you, though, Bernie Sanders, he wants a revolution. Listen to this. Yes, that's the soundtrack from the Beatles' Revolution. And no, that scream was not Howard Dean. That was not Howard Dean screaming. I think it was Paul McCartney. Oh, well. Go back and listen to that when you get a chance. Bernie Sanders, he wants a revolution. He's tired of Democrats. He's tired of Republicans. He's tired of the same old, same old. He is a socialist. He is a socialist fighting for the Democratic Party nomination, and he's building up steam. Revolution Bernie. Go, Bernie, go, is a lot of people saying. Now, is Bernie getting fired up, or is it because Hillary's getting knocked down by her own doing? Just last week, we found out that the Inspector General investigating Hillary Clinton found out some of the, not only was it classified, but it was like above top secret status, meaning information on her bathroom server had information containing things that could actually, if it was picked up, it could help enemies of this country, of this nation, figure out how we do some of our secretive techniques, some of our intelligence. It could even put people's lives in danger. This is the type of intelligence level that was above classified, above top secret, and Hillary Clinton had it on her bathroom server. Now, does Russia, China, everybody else in the world know about this? Probably so. I mean, know what was on her server. And now we're finding out more and more, is she fit to be a commander-in-chief? But now if Hillary goes in and wins Iowa, she may have all her fans and crazy folks backing her up singing a song like this from Queen.
Oh, you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you gonna let it all hang out, fat bottom girls, you make the rock.
Oh, was that inappropriate? I was emailed that suggestion. But if Bill Clinton sees his wife lose in Iowa, knowing she's going to get beat in New Hampshire by Bernie Sanders, he may be singing this song to Hillary. Take a listen to what Bill might be singing to Hillary. Well, that might be Bill Clinton singing, Don't Bring Me Down. His name's highly recognized, but just as Donald Trump told Hillary, watch out on calling him a sexist because he put both barrels at her and how she let Bill Clinton get by with a lot of things that are not very well looked upon by the feminist of today. So he sort of shut Hillary up pretty quick. And Bill, it may not be singing the tune that Hillary wants him to sing after Iowa. And if Hillary Clinton loses Iowa and then New Hampshire, everybody thinks, well, she'll sweep the rest of it. But will she? Will Bernie Sanders actually overtake Hillary Clinton because of this scandal that's just growing all around her on top of all the other scandals she's had? It's very, very unique in American election history that both parties are don't really know who the nominee is going to be. And, of course, you've heard that. We've talked about here. Is Joe Biden waiting in the wings? Would the Democratic Party allow a socialist to be their nominee? Questions we don't know. Joe Biden, is he ready? Will the FBI indict Hillary Clinton? Will she just get out of the race? Poor former Governor O'Malley of Maryland. What's he doing on the stage? I mean, he's getting 2 or 3%, and he against a socialist and somebody being investigated by the FBI, and he can't get more than 2 or 3%. I mean, go home, buddy. Go home. But just have to say that it's interesting. I just tell you, as being studying politics over the years and this happening in the Democratic Party when nobody knows who's going to win the Republican race, it is just an unbelievable election year. The American people may get fed up with things, but you got to say this is the most interesting election we've had in a long time. And in my lifetime, never seen anything quite like this. I will have to say that as we finish up talking about the Democrats, in all fairness to Bernie Sanders, he's done something good. I've said on this show, if he really wanted to be the Democratic nominee, he should go after Hillary and her emails and hit her with everything he's got. But you know, the press is still, I think, pulling for Hillary Clinton. And that's why I think Bernie needs to pull out the gloves. If the FBI is investigating her, let it be known and talk about it. I don't understand why he won't. But as I said, we're going to continue watching this on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And we're going to keep you informed. And this has something to do, at the first of the show, I said, there's a scenario unfolding from some of the top minds around New York City. Talking about New York values. We're going to talk about what Donald Trump and Ted Cruz had to say about New York values and play a clip here in just a couple minutes. But there is something happening that nobody's reported, nobody's talking about. Can it be happening? I'm going to talk to you at the end of the show about a scenario that could blow everything wide, wide open. Both parties could just really change all strategy for the 2016 election. So I'll be talking about that at the end of the show. But right now, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. We're glad to have you. We got new listeners. People are finding out. They can hear things right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We have some fun, just like playing some little music clips we did earlier. We got some come up with a couple of the Republican candidates running for president. So we're going to have some fun the next few weeks, next few months. It's going to be very important to know what's going on. It's going to be very exciting. We're going to have to find stories and tell you things that you may not hear anywhere else. We always do that. And give you some insight and commentary you won't hear anywhere else. We'll try to talk to some people that are in the know and on the campaign fields, right going to the different rallies. So I want you to know this. Listen to us every week. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to give you something to chew on. And we love America. Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I would not be coming on air every week if I didn't love my country enough to say we all have to do something. We all have to just look at the things that are out there. That's why I ran for Congress last year. That's why I wanted to stand up and make a difference. I got beat, but I'm not stopping. I can't stop because I have 4 children. I love my children. I love my country. I want to see a bright future. I want to see an America that leads, America that teaches the world how to sing in harmony, all right? Remember that old commercial? I know America can do it with our love for freedom, our love for liberty and the world. Why do they want to come to America? Because we've loved liberty. And we need to spread the love around the world. We can't fight wars and make people love liberty, but they got to see it and in their own way develop that liberty. Even in these countries run by tyrants, it can happen with the new ways to get the message out through the internet and satellites. There's ways to spread the good news around the world. And America has to lead. We can't lead from behind. Look what's happened over the last 7 years. So stay with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And what helps support this show is our book. I got a new book out, but it's not just me. It's Dr. Alveda King. She's done an outstanding job on Fox News. If you've seen her during the commentary section, she's been on Fox News quite a bit. She was around because of her uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King. We celebrated his birthday and a celebration last week. It's a national holiday. Thank goodness for that. I went to the Martin Luther King commemorative service right here in my hometown of Tupelo, Mississippi. It's the largest MLK celebration of anywhere in the state of Mississippi. It's over about a four-day period, and I love going to hear civil rights leaders, others who were in the fight, and hear people speak. And we got to hear a great speaker talking about, he was on the front line of civil rights in Mississippi in the 1960s. And I just want to say, make sure that you get our book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. This helps keep us on the air. It's called Bedrock Truths. It's written by Doc Holliday, by Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., and Dr. Alex McFarland. You can get the book by going on and clicking on the front page right there on our website. It goes to take you directly to my website, Doc Holliday with two L's, Holliday of two L's, docholliday.org. Go there. We've got other books. And we appreciate what you do to help keep us on the air. And listen, next week as we dig in these politics, I tell you, it's going to get more and more exciting to see who's in, who's out. And that's why right now we're going to talk about the Iowa caucuses. Who's leading? Ted Cruz and also Donald Trump. But in the last Republican debate, we talked about the New York values shot that Cruz did. And Donald Trump came back with a brilliant, brilliant comeback, staging the New York values to what happened in 9/11. But Ted Cruz did give an apology. Did you hear it? If you didn't, take a listen to Ted Cruz's apology right here.
Well, you're right. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio have all demanded an apology. And I'm happy to apologize. I apologize to the millions of New Yorkers who've been let down by liberal politicians in that state. I apologize to the hardworking men and women of the state of New York who've been denied jobs because Governor Cuomo won't allow fracking, even though there have been many high-paying jobs just south in Pennsylvania. New Yorkers are denied the ability to provide for their families. I apologize to all the pro-life and pro-marriage and pro-Second Amendment New Yorkers who were told by Governor Cuomo that they have no place in New York because that's not who New Yorkers are. I apologize to all the small businesses who've been driven out of New York City by crushing taxes and regulations. I apologize to all of the African-American children who Mayor de Blasio tried to throw out of their charter schools that were providing a lifeline to the American dream. And I apologize to all the cops and the firefighters and 9/11 heroes who had no choice but to stand and turn their backs on Mayor de Blasio, because Mayor de Blasio over and over again stands with the looters and criminals rather than the brave men and women of blue. But I do have good news to the good people of New York.
Now, don't you just like Ted Cruz's apology? But now he's going to tell us, and the now the New York crowd, and he's going to tell not only New York but the country that something about help's on the way. So take a listen to what Ted Cruz finished up with his great apology for New York.
I believe 2016 is going to be an election like 1980, and help is on the way. People are waking up, and just like millions of New Yorkers, they're fed up with policies that don't fight for the working men and women of this country, but instead further the elite liberal view that have taken this country down a path that is not working.
Now, in my opinion, Ted Cruz hit it on the head, taking New Yorkers down a liberal path that's leading to the problems we have. Just like he said, from Mayor de Blasio, Governor Cuomo, President Barack Obama. I heard one, a speaker came to us. I was at a convention, and a speaker came to us, and he said he had a president who was insane, a governor who was crazy, and a socialist, a certified socialist incompetent as mayor. And then he said, I live in New York. He said, we need help. And that was 6 months ago. So listen, a lot of things are going on. But Donald Trump is in the lead in Iowa, going back and forth, finding out with Ted Cruz. And he's starting to hammer Ted Cruz on some things. And so he had this to say about Ted Cruz. So here's the two top contenders. They're having, it's really important for Ted Cruz to win Iowa, because it looks like Trump has got New Hampshire pretty much sewn up. Don't know. I mean, we got time to see things happen, but Ted Cruz will have a very hard time winning New Hampshire. It may be that Rubio or even John Kasich's moving on in New Hampshire, and Chris Christie's nearby, but it's a battle of the moderates. They've got to get somebody, the moderates between Jeb Bush and Chris Christie, Marco Rubio, John Kasich. Of course, they all call themselves conservatives, but they have, you know, to have, for anybody else to have a chance besides Trump or Cruz, the others are going to have to get out of the way. And even like I've said in this show before, I still don't believe there's enough to move Trump out unless it's Ted Cruz and everybody getting behind Ted Cruz. That's just the way I see it. But Donald Trump started unloading on Ted Cruz. Let's listen to what the Donald said with George Stephanopoulos last week on This Week on ABC.
A lot of people have a great chance. I don't think Ted Cruz has a great chance, to be honest with you.
He has doubled down on this issue of New York values. He lumped you in yesterday with Hillary Clinton, Andrew Cuomo, Bill de Blasio, and said he apologizes to the millions of New Yorkers let down by liberal politicians.
Look, the truth is he's a nasty guy. He was so nice to me. I mean, I knew it. I was watching. I kept saying, come on, Ted, let's go, kid. But he's a nasty guy. Nobody likes him. Nobody in Congress likes him. Nobody likes him anywhere once they get to know him. He's a very, he's got an edge that's not good. You can't make deals with people like that, and it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing for the country. Very nasty guy.
He's also circulating that clip of you on Tim Russert in 1999 where you said, I lived in New York City and Manhattan all my life, okay? So, you know, my views are a little bit different than if I lived in Iowa. So those were your words. Yeah,
a long time ago. And just so you understand, he's taking money from people that are very much into the whole gay marriage situation, and he's taking money from them, and he's, you know, raising funds from them. Then he got caught the other day in a tape when he was raising funds at a law office talking about things that are priorities and not priorities.
So
this was not a priority.
Hypocrite?
Oh, he's a total hypocrite. How about his fundraising, and how about when he does his personal financial disclosure form and he doesn't put on that he's borrowing money from Goldman Sachs, and then today it comes out that he's also borrowing money from Citibank, and he doesn't list it. You know why? He wants to look like Robin Hood, that he's the one protecting the people from the banks. Well, he's actually borrowing money and personally guaranteeing it and not disclosing it, which is illegal.
But how about you? Those were your words. You were talking about in that interview issues like gay marriage, talking about how you were strongly pro-choice. And is your comparison of New York values and Iowa views, and it's led a lot of conservatives to think, boy, maybe he's going to switch again. He's not going to be with
us. It doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter. They understand me. They understand trade. I don't consider myself to be anything. You know, when they ask labels, we're talking about labels. I consider myself to be right now
so
somebody
conservative?
That, I'm conservative, but when it comes to different elements of what I believe in, that's what people really understand. I'm going to solve our trade problem. I'm going to solve our military problem. I'm going to get rid of ISIS. I'm going to create borders. I'm going to do the things that this is what they want.
But they're afraid you're going to abandon conservative issues if you get...
Many people are afraid of that, okay? Because if you look at the polls, I'm leading Ted Cruz by a lot. He even lied about that. You know, he got up and said, well, the polls are showing that I'm the one that's on the upswing. He's the one on the downswing, a big downswing. But when you look at what he said, and when you look at the way he said it and the scorn toward New York, I thought it was a disgrace in light of the World Trade Center, in light of all the people that died. And think about the firemen that went up those buildings and they were killed instantaneously. And they probably pretty much knew those buildings were coming down, and they're going up to save lives. And by the way, speaking of Iowa, which I love.
Now here's the master, and it shows his television skills. See how he pulls this into Iowa. It was about New York 9/11, and he had a good comeback on Cruz and pushing that and making Cruz feel like he should be ashamed. And of course, Cruz didn't bring out anything negative about 9/11, but Trump is using this to his advantage. To me, he's pushing a little too far, but see how he ties it back into Iowa. Go ahead and listen how Trump finishes this out, but it shows his masterful use of words and bringing in what he wants to get out over the media, over the airways in the media. This is George Stephanopoulos, who always coddles up to Barack Obama and helps him out. But see, he's helping out Trump by just letting Trump command the interview.
And I'm leading in the polls right now in Iowa, by the way. But I love, we had firemen from Iowa, which was so beautiful, and other places, many other places, coming to the World Trade Center to help. You had people from Iowa, in particular the fire department, coming all the way from Iowa to help with the World Trade Center. And here's Ted Cruz putting down that and the great, you know, the
well,
great people
that
of New
down.
York. No, he's putting down the great people of New York. But, hey, you've been there. Who could have done, very few people could have done what New Yorkers did under that unbelievable circumstance.
Do you see how George Stephanopoulos lost control of his own show? And he was telling Trump, now Cruz didn't put that down. And Trump said, yes, he did. And then he didn't let George get a word in. And he left the impression that Cruz put down the 9/11 responders, which Cruz didn't. But Trump used it to his advantage. He is masterful with the microphone and in interviews. And that's why he's leading in all the polls. Now, this is the way I see it. Doc Holliday sees it right here now as we're coming up. In just a minute, I'm going to get to the information I told you, a scenario that could blow both parties' plans. But before I do, let me just say this about Trump and Cruz. They've risen up to the top two. Now, they may battle each other down. The first vote has not happened yet, but it's getting ready to. But Ted Cruz has the best shot he's ever had to get this close to Donald Trump, possibly could win Iowa, but he's got to slay Trump. He's got to beat Trump and show the establishment he is the guy. I think he is smart enough to do it, but it's going to take a lot of good smarts to beat and battle out Donald Trump. As iron sharpens iron, so does one man sharpen another. And seeing Cruz and Trump spark and spar and battle each other, I think it could be something brilliant. But, and it will be if we see them as the top two. Now, if they knock each other down and it allows Kasich or Rubio or someone else to come in, then they've messed it up. But there is a chance that Cruz and Trump could tangle in a dynamic tango, a political dance, a political tango. We'll just have to see. But now listen, if Ted Cruz was to win Iowa, what would he be singing? Take a listen to this.
When the devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Ready to dog bite, no child, no.
if Donald Trump got beat, he may be singing this. Remember this from Kansas?
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher.
Carry on, my wayward son. Could that be Donald Trump if he's done after Iowa? Well, of course, he won't be done. But if Ted Cruz wins Iowa, could win it big. Doubt it. Who knows? Iowa is fluctuating right now. You got people like Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum working their tails off in Iowa because they have any chance. They've got to have a showing in Iowa, and they've both done it in the past. In 2012, Rick Santorum did. 2008, Mike Huckabee did. And so they're working their old party friends. And guess what? Ted Cruz, he may not make it because of that. We'll have to wait and see. But that's why you need to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Told you about the scenario. Now, some insider information. There's insiders all over the country not liking what's going on with Trump and Cruz getting to the top. But one insider has the money to do something about it if he wants to run. And there's talk that former Mayor Bloomberg from New York. When I say talk, I hadn't seen it in the mainstream media, but what would happen if Bloomberg decided to run as a third-party candidate? I don't think he likes Cruz. I don't think he likes Trump. I don't think he likes Hillary. I think he thinks Hillary may be too much damaged goods. So what would happen if Mayor Bloomberg got in a race as a third party? Wow, see? Now, does he take away from the Republicans? You know, he started mayor as a Republican after, Giuliani left office. Bloomberg came in, and then he went from Republican to independent. But what if he jumped in the race? Would he pull more of the liberal vote? I think so. He would pull more from the Democrats. And could he win? Well, getting 270 electoral votes, it's hard. It's never been done by a third-party candidate. Could he do it? Well, this election year is so crazy. Look what's happening to the Republicans. Started out with 18 running. Still don't know who. What's happening in the Democratic Party? Hillary Clinton may be indicted. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. So why the heck not let Mayor Bloomberg run as third party? I don't know. But you heard it first right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Glad you're listening to us. Next week, we're digging down into the latest polls, and we're going to keep you up to date and what you need to know. Thank you for listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We'll be here next week. God bless you. And until then, keep on digging in to see who you need to vote for to make this country freer with more liberty and more freedom and get us back to where we need to be.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.